Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. John Deaney is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Couldn't do without him. John, I need your websites, please.
Where I'd like to see people go is yourexitmap.com. It's got all kinds of free tools, spreadsheets, things you can look at, information about exiting a business where people can really test out some of their assumptions about how much their company is worth, how much they might need to retire. And I think that's the most worthwhile site for your listeners to go to.
Folks, I wish I could show you this book, Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. I wish I could show you this book and what an amazing, awesome, beautiful book it is. You'll just want to own it. Once you get it, you'll be glad you own it, and you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to benefit from it. I can't tell you. You already know how smart John is, so I encourage you to find his book, Your Exit Map. John, I know they can get it at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Can you get it from your own website?
Yes. Go to the yourexitmap.com site, and you can get the book on there.
Can I get an autographed copy? Because I love my – I wouldn't take anything from my autographed copy.
I don't know where you can order.
You need to do that. I offer that from my website. Hey, John, let's wrap it up. Let's continue to talk about your exit map, which is all about the boomer bust. Let's look into the next 5 years. Let's say. You were saying earlier that the boomer bust has not progressed at the rate that we thought it might, but it is progressing because time marches on. Right? We're all moving towards the inevitable. Head first or feet first, we're going to toss the keys to somebody one way or the other eventually. What do you see happening over the next 5 years? How do you see this manifesting?
I think we'll see a lot of small businesses close and that didn't need to close, but we won't know it's the boomer transition because, you know, even today, people go by and they look and they see a small business close and they go, ah, damn Walmart or damn Amazon.
Right. It wasn't Amazon or Walmart.
Right. It was just that the owner didn't plan and turned around one day and said, I don't want to work anymore, and didn't have anything to sell and didn't have any employees to take it over.
Right. And they didn't prepare for the modern economy. That's what I was talking about earlier, John. I tell small business owners they should thank Walmart for coming to town. Because they take away the people who are just in the way, who are never going to buy from you anyway. But I don't let people complain about Walmart when I walk into small business and I get bad service. You know, that's not – if I want bad service, I go to Walmart. Why would I come to you?
That's true. It's always available if you're looking for it.
Yeah. So, I mean,
we're our own worst enemies
sometimes.
Yeah, when we were offline, you talked about social media, or you talked about blockchain. Now I've got very small companies. I've got companies that are $2 million that are bringing in containers from the Far East of raw material, and do you know to get a 20-foot container? And I'm not talking about China or any restricted countries that you know you have to watch what you trade. Just normal goods from a normal Far Eastern country, mm-hmm. to get a 20-foot container over here is 250 documents.
Wow.
You know, that's where blockchain's going to slaughter.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And this is something the good news about the new technology is there are going to be interfaces that will help you with that. But I just think that 10 years from now, John, people won't recognize the way we do business compared to the way we're doing it now. I just think the next 10 years we'll do a complete inversion. I mean, it'll just be so different. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think what you're saying is inevitable. When we invented the steam engine, when we began to industrialize in the late 1800s, we had no idea of where that was going to bring us by the middle 1900s. And the internet started in the late 20th century. We have no idea where it's going to bring us in the next 20 years.
But the issue is the space of time between the two generations is getting more compressed, and that's what I think is going to have a big impact on the boomer exit map, as you call it. John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. John, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time.
See you
soon. Jim Blassingame.
Take care.
Reminding you, seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.